this week on Jags Wired.
NFL every Sunday. Nothing surprises you.
It was big city disappointment for the Jaguars on Sunday. We look back at the overtime loss to the Jets.
Let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go now.
The Jags' last line of defense made a big play.
A terrific sack by Barry Church.
Barry Church was wired for sound. Plus,
yeah, it was a lot that happened in that little play.
We'll take a closer look at a heads-up play by the Jags' man in the middle. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Disappointing that, you know, we had a chance to go 3-1 in the first quarter of the season. You know, we wound up 2-2. And then, you know, now we've got to go back and, you know, get ready for the second quarter.
The Jaguars head coach knows he can't let the disappointment of losing in overtime beat his team next week in Pittsburgh. He focused forward immediately after the loss in New York. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. Sunday's 23-20 loss to the Jets was just weird. Every time it looked as if the Jags were in control, they really weren't. And every time it seemed the Jets were going to put the game away, they didn't until the end. As you're about to see in this week's Southern Ford Dealers Sounds of the Game.
We are just outside of the Big Apple, and big things continue to happen for the Jacksonville Jaguars football team.
Most important thing, guys, go out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Don't leave this game disappointing these boys. They put that hard work in. What them? Give them what they saw. Hey, let's go. Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3. Dominate.
The 2-1, which is a good position, and if you can find a way to get this win and be 3-1 outside after the first quarter, man, the whole season's right in front of you, and what a big, exciting game that would be in Pittsburgh next week.
That's what football is. A game where men go out and take what they want. Let's go out here and take what we want. Let's go. Let's make these plays and take what we want.
Jason Myers puts a foot to it. We are underway.
One play at a time. Hurries, let's go.
Bohannon motions out of there. Straight drop by Blake. He looks to throw. Looking down the field. Fires it downfield. That ball's caught by his fullback, Bohannon, down the field. That'll be a first down. He caught it in Jets territory and is tackled at the 48-yard line. Our 3rd and 9 from the 36 of New York. Blake drops. Look. Fires downfield. That ball's going to be caught. That's going to be a first down. Allen Hurns has it. He has wrestled to the ground, but he's got it to the 21-yard line, possibly the 20-yard line. Third down conversion. Bortles to Allen Hurns. The ball is touching the tip of the 10-yard line. Good drive here for the Jags. Play fake. Bortles throws it to Fournette to the 10-yard line. To the 5-yard line. Leonard Fournette into the end zone. Touchdown. A 10-yard touchdown pass from Bortles to Fournette. And Jacksonville strikes first at MetLife Stadium.
Let's go.
Great job, man.
Great job, man.
Great play designed by Nathaniel Hackett.
Toss sweep to the right. Stumbling, but making some yards that time.
He was
they
never
not
touched.
Him down. He was not touched. Bilal Powell is going the distance. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown. He was not whistled down. Now the Jags are asking whether or not he was touched. It'll be a 75-yard touchdown run if they don't rule that he was down.
3 and out, bro. We need it. 3 and out. Let's go now.
He drops the throw. It is a blitz. Looking. Now he scrambles out to his left. He's being tracked down. He's going to get sacked. A terrific sack by Barry Church. He blitzed and he ran him down from behind. That knocked him out of field goal range. And the Jets will punt it back to Jacksonville.
Let's get it going again. Let's get it going again now. Let's go.
Drops the throw. Looking. It's going to be a screen to the right side. There's Leonard Fournette. Inside the 40. Inside the 35. Inside the 30. Leonard Fournette inside the 20-yard line. First down Jacksonville. Terrific running by Fournette after the catch on the screen pass. Myers on for a 30-yard attempt. He's 7 out of 8 on the season. Kicks it up. And he bangs it right through there. Jason is 8 out of 9. And the Jags have taken a lead. 10-7. Dropping the throw is McCown. Looking down the field. He is going to get hit and sacked.
Ngakoue came flying off the edge, and Yannick got him behind the 30-yard line after a huge play by Yannick Ngakoue. Off the throw again. He's going to get sacked again by Ngakoue. The ball comes out. They cover it. The Jets cover it. But Ngakoue got him again back in Jets territory.
Boy, and what a great pass rush move once again by Yannick Ngakoue.
There you go, Yon!
Blitz. Dropping a throw against the blitz is McCown. He's getting ahead. Sacked again. They have no timeouts left. The Jaguars got him. Calais Campbell got him inside the 40.
He's so big and so strong, you can't stop him.
Jags are coming out. They fake it. They throw it out to the right side. That is going to be caught. He is still on his feet. That's going to be a first down and more, stepping out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. It was a fake punt.
Edwards gets it down. Catanzaro kicks it up, and he missed it. What a half.
Chandler
Catanzaro was 7 out of 8 on the year. He misses the field goal attempt. Bizarre half. We've played 30 minutes. We're still even.
Get points right here. Then we get ball halftime. Get another couple points, we in there, man.
Gives it to McGuire. He's got a lot of room. 35-40. Into the open field. Into Jaguar territory. 40. 30. 20. 10. He is going to go the distance. That is going to be a touchdown for the New York Jets.
That's over 107 yards rushing. For what? But we don't want to get it back up. Let's go! You got one! You got one! You got one! Stay in this! Let's go!
Go get one, go! Let's go!
Go get one!
Play fake. Bortles batted into the air. That ball's going to be picked off. He kicks it up, and the kick is good, and it is now a two-possession game.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to make plays. So what? Who cares? Okay? They get paid too. But let's handle our business. As long as we handle our business, we can sleep at the end of the night.
Shotgun. They throw it in the back. Well, that's a lateral. It's picked up by the Jaguars. That is picked up by Miles Jack. He's going to run it back all the way. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. That went backwards. It's going to be a touchdown for the Jaguars.
Hey, we gotta go right back
that's
up.
How you make a play,
we gotta right go right back up.
Let's get on the
They are 6 out of 13 on third downs, none bigger than this one. He drops the throw, looking, goes to the left side. A ball is diving, and I think it's picked off. I think A.J. Bouye picked it off. Yes, he did at the 35-yard line. A diving interception by Bouye, and the Jags have it in plus territory.
Me and my dog is right there.
We gave him 2 in a row. We're going to come back.
Hey, you know what that means? Next. Hands inside now. Hands inside. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Jacksonville takes over at the 35-yard line of the New York Jets. Dropping the throw is Bortles. It's a screen pass to Fournette. Inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10. Leonard Fournette into the end zone. Oh, they're going to call it holding. I did not see the flag. He ran it into the end zone, but they're going to call holding. Norman will hold it. He gets it down. Myers kicks it up. And the kick is good. He slid it through. Four-man rush, looking. They hit, the ball is out. They knock the ball out to the Jaguars, get on top of it. The ball came out, but I think the Jets recovered it. Yes, they did.
Dante Fowler beats the right tackle, but the Jaguars just can't get it. If they did, they would have had an opportunity at winning the game here.
What a wild finish here, and we've got more football to be played here at MetLife Stadium. Bortles drops. Look, fires to the middle of the field, caught by Marquise Lee. Now the ball comes out. And now do they say incomplete? Yes, they do.
He dropped it.
He had it in his hands. He took a step forward. It was a flat-out drop by Marquise. It would have been a first down inside the 30-yard line.
I go back to the drawing board. I just got to catch that ball. Long story short, regardless how good the bad game was, good, bad, don't matter. I should have caught that ball and moved on.
Snap is good. Catanzaro kicks it up. And he drills it. And the Jets have taken a 23-20 victory.
The NFL every Sunday, nothing surprises you.
It was a game that was going back and forth, and you know, all three phases, a lot of things that we can correct. We do a better job as coaches, players, disappointing that, you know, we had a chance to go 3-1 in the first quarter of the season. You know, we wound up 2-2, and then, you know, now we've got to go back and, you know, get ready for the second quarter.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
Everything that moves. Everything that moves.
One of the newest Jags wore a microphone for his biggest play of the season.
The first time we getting score a touchdown in the NFL was really cool.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at the Jaguars defense, making a huge play to close the gap late in the game. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire. Offense was struggling, and so the defense did what they do. They made a play to make it a game. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars defense just didn't look like themselves until the fourth quarter on Sunday. They gave up a number of big plays, and just when it looked like the Jets were going to close the door, the defense came up big. And it's this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Saying this is a loose ball. Miles Jack on the return. Powell chasing after him. Jack at the 10. Jack to the end zone.
Definitely the first time we getting score a touchdown in the NFL was really cool. I was just too tired to really enjoy it, so that was kind of the only bad part, but it was fun. As soon as it hit the ground, I just picked it up and took off, and I just knew. I was really just waiting for a whistle to see if the ref would blow it dead or not, but I just continued running, didn't hear anything. That's why I kept looking back to see if maybe they blew it dead, and then just kept running. I'm not doing a very good job, but I'm disguising in the blitz, and then kind of as I'm coming down, I'm blitzing off the edge, so my angle was a little wrong, so I had to readjust midway through. So when I'm running, I see the quarterback throwing, and I look, and the running back wasn't really looking for the ball, and I just knew it was a backwards pass. So as soon as I saw it hit his shoulder pad, I just tracked the ball and picked it up. No, I mean, I knew I was gonna score. It was just a matter of fact of if the ref had blew it dead or not, because it just got quiet, like, once I picked it up. So I didn't know, like, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear the crowd, I didn't hear anything. So I didn't know if it was dead or if I was good or not. But I knew I was gonna score though, for sure. And I just saw the running back, he kept chasing me. So then I knew it was a live play, and then I was kind of hoping he would give up on the play, but he didn't. So I really just wanted to walk into the end zone. And then once I got in there, yeah, I was exhausted. I was very exhausted. I know we were in a drive. We were in a pretty good drive they were making. So, I mean, to go through that and then have to sprint 85 yards, I mean, it's tough. I just didn't have enough juice to celebrate at the end. So I'm going to work on my celebration next time. But, yeah, I knew he had to go right back out there. Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to catch me. He just had more effort than I did. Yeah, it was a lot that happened in that little play. But, yeah, first touchdown, that was monumental. I'll definitely remember it forever.
The Jaguars' locker room was a very quiet place after the game. And not just because they lost, but because they lost a game they knew they should have won. Here's your backstage pass in this week's Open Mic.
I thought the defense played unbelievably, you know, to get us back in the game, make a couple plays, give us some good field position in the ball, score 7 points. I thought they did a good job. We got to find ways to make plays offensively, score touchdowns, and put games like that away. You know, hats off to the Jets. They played well, did a good job, but we got to be better in that offensively.
We just got to come out. We got to play together as a team. We just have to trust each other to be in our gaps. It's a gap defense. So, I mean, if one person's not there, you see what happens. Just big plays, man. Big explosive plays they were getting. They weren't doing anything special. It's just didn't play to our level. Didn't play to the level. Until later on. Later on, we started stopping the run. It's just we got to do that earlier.
It's tough to put a finger on it. We just got to, you know, battle back, watch the film, see what mistakes we made, and get back to it. We weren't able to make them one-dimensional today. They were able to run and throw the ball a little bit. And it's not what our defense is all about. So, you know, got to go back to the drawing board and reload and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow, oh, wow. Lost the run, y'all.
Barry Church isn't the big play guy on the Jags defense, but he made plenty of them. That's next on Jags Wire. You signed a contract that just set your family up. What does that feel like to you?
I mean, words can barely describe it, man. Kind of choke it up right now, but man, I'm super excited.
The Jaguars were thrilled when they signed Barry Church to a contract last March. Barry was pretty emotional about it as well. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Jaguars strong safety Barry Church doesn't live in the limelight. That's for guys like Calais Campbell and Jalen Ramsey. But he does get involved in nearly every play, as you're about to see in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Let's go now. 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 Let's go now.
Time to eat, 2-1. Time to eat.
All right now. All right now.
All day.
Let's go now.
We hit it.
Everything that moves. Everything that moves. Fire.
Look. I was waiting for him to come through, but once I saw him, I was just as random made the tackle.
We're giving it out wholesale today. We're giving it out wholesale today, baby. Hey, you see what I'm saying?
Watch that. Three go fast to the flat. Two go vertical. But we're going to switch that for the lob.
There you go, B-Church! There you go!
So it's got to move in a little bit
just
more.
Just move in, yep.
All right. Because I'm trying to get so I can get a better angle to, if I got to force
it from outside in.
But if he runs away, I know I got to be. So I got, I'll tighten down a little bit.
9-7. Let's eat. Young boy, let's eat. Let's eat. Pause, let's eat now. Let's eat.
Yeah.
He drops the throw. It is a blitz. Rookie. Now he scrambles out to his left. He's being tracked down. He's getting a sack. A terrific sack by Barry Church. He blitzed and he ran him down from behind.
Hey, that was a sack, right?
Yeah. I bet.
Make sure I didn't get no yards on that thing.
He did. He tried to get out of there. I'm like, nah, man.
Nah, come here.
He ain't getting me yet.
Come here. We eat.
We eating.
We eat.
We eat now, yeah. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Needed that.
They didn't count you in the protection at
all. Hell no.
You were Scott-ass free.
Scott-free. Coffee house.
Like got, yeah, yeah. Went like that.
I was in there. In there. Make sure y'all on the cover 2 and 4 reads. 22. Read up. The crack.
They're always running away from you. Whoever's the down safety, that's they're who they're running to.
Yeah.
All right? So if we go Tiger, we get Pirate. You just got to make sure you go real flat. Because you're the unblocked player every time. You can't roll back to these guys that are getting double-hatted.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to cancel from outside in.
Watch the run, y'all.
Block left, leaper.
Block left, block left.
Block left, leaper.
Snap is good. Catanzaro kicks it up. And he drills it. And the Jets have taken a 23-20 victory.
It's on us. We game, big dog. You doing your thing. We game, big dog. King Carter, man.
You all right?
Yeah, man.
Coming up on Jags Wire, Jeff Loggeman goes into the film room to break down two big plays that kept the Jaguars in the game. That's next. Jaguars sideline was an emotional scene on Sunday as the Jaguars endured a roller coaster of a game at MetLife Stadium. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars defense will take some heat this week for their struggles against the run. But man, do they have playmakers who can make a difference in a ball game. Perhaps none as great as Dante Fowler Jr., as Jeff Loggeman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
This week's hidden gem, Dante Fowler, because he could have been a hero a couple different times. If they'd made a recovery, and if the offense had responded. Let me show you. 20 seconds left to go in regulation, and Dante Fowler gets a great pass rush. Outside move, power rip, sack, caused fumble. Now, if only they had recovered it right here, it would have given them an opportunity at a 48-yard field goal right from here, and it would have been a game winner. And an overtime on a 3rd and 18, and it was 3rd and 18 because Dante drew a holding penalty on the play before, and this 3rd and 18, a screen play. Look at the pursuit. Now imagine if he doesn't make this tackle. Can anybody else really make this tackle before it makes the first down? Absolutely not. The hustle and determination was truly great by Dante Fowler in this game, and he could have been a hero.
We're back with our next Jags Wired next week after the Jaguars game against the Steelers. For now, we leave you with more sights and sounds from New York. Good night, everybody.
You still living out in Texas?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I just built the house out there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Appreciate that.
AJ Bouye is the